Listening passage 2.
Doing homework can be a stressful activity for parents and children alike. Most of the time, children put off finishing their homework because they think it's a tiresome task that will take them hours to finish. Kids naturally want to have fun and will choose playing games over doing tedious assignments any day. Many things compete for their attention, from TV shows and video games to mobile phones and internet. As a parent, your role is crucial in shaping your child's study and homework habits. You want your child to develop good study habits and to do their homework diligently. However, constantly punishing, nagging, or arguing with your child rarely works for the long term, and such methods only cause more resistance, whining, and complaints. The following steps can help you to set up a homework routine that will encourage your child to complete their assignments happily each day. Step 1. Establish a homework routine on the first day of school. Creating a regular homework routine that involves when and where assignments should be done is essential. Students greatly benefit from clear structure for completing homework. It's often easier to accomplish tasks when they are tied to certain routines. Step 2. Find a suitable space in your home where your child can do homework. The right location depends on your child's preferences. Some kids find it comfortable to work in their rooms, where the quiet ambiance promotes concentration. Others are easily distracted by playthings in their bedroom, so are likely to perform better at a location with fewer distractions, such as the dining room table. Ask your child where they'll feel most relaxed. Ideally, the location should be quiet, clean, and free of distraction, allowing your child to stay focused. Step 3. Create a homework center. After identifying the location most conducive to completing homework, the next step is to set it up as a homework center. Ensure that the workspace is roomy enough to accommodate all necessary materials for doing assignments. Find out the types of supplies your child typically uses and provide all basic supplies, including pencils, pens, papers, colored markers, and rulers. A dictionary, thesaurus, and calculator may also be necessary. Step 4. Choose a homework time. It's essential to establish a particular time for doing homework every day. Your child should be able to get used to this schedule until it becomes a normal daily routine. It's also good to do homework after dinner when children feel full and their energy levels have been replenished. However, avoid doing assignments later in the evening because your child may feel too exhausted to think. Step 5. Include breaks. Working on assignments continuously can quickly drain your child physically and mentally. Let him decide when he'd like to take a break and include his chosen break periods in the daily homework schedule. Step 6. Offer rewards. Mark your homework calendar for each day of successful completion of assignments and offer rewards and incentives on certain days. Access to electronics, playtime with friends, or the purchase of a new video game at the end of the month are all great incentives.
Question 56. One. After the child has fully settled into their new classroom. Two. Before the new school year begins. 3. After the first week of school. 4. On the first day of school. Question 57. One. Parents should use their best judgment and choose the space on their own. 2. By consulting your child about their preferences. 3. By consulting with the child's teacher about their learning style. 4. Via parent and teacher collaboration. Question 58. One, a special family dinner. 2. Access to electronics. 3. A new video game. 4. Time with friends. Question 59. One, ensure that your child's homework center is well supplied. Two, allow time for regular breaks while doing homework. Three, allow your child the freedom to choose where they want to do their homework. Four, make frequent changes to homework routines to avoid children getting bored. Question 60. One, the importance of homework. Two, helping your child develop positive homework habits. Three, why your child hates homework. Four, helping with homework.